Hey everybody, don't get anxious, get prepared. Hey, yes, I'm on YouTube doing a audio. Isn't that something, right? But that's what we're going to do today. It's been a pretty trying week in our space, and it's okay. I had a death of a family. I lost my mom last Monday. And with that being said, I still think it's okay. And I'm just going to share this. I did a broadcast with some folks the other day that it's all right to start again. It's okay to start again. So in your career, your life, or your business, right? When things come up at you, things hit you, because things happen. Let's just keep this real. Things happen in life, and even beyond the whole crazy of last year, which was COVID, right? And 2021's come in, and 2021 came in with some unusual things that has never, ever happened to us before in our places and spaces. I mean, what happened in DC with the inauguration and the violence and the deaths, 2021 is coming in its own storm. And for some folks, they may have just said, well, you know what? I'm checking out of this. I'm just gonna stop, or whatever, the gifts and the talents that I had. I mean, I'm just, the job market is looking insane. COVID is looking insane. And in my home life, things are just going insane. So I'm gonna get off this ride like right now. But I will say to you, and I will say this to all, it is okay to start again. All right. It is okay to start again. And that's what I really want to share today. So I'm not gonna spend, of course there's no video because I'm you guys don't want to see me in video today, but I will say this. I will put this here that we are talking about that it's okay to start again. I want you all to stay encouraged, no matter what you're going through in your career, your life, your business. I've spoken, is that a good word? I have talked to folks the last, my goodness, since the end of February, beginning of March, who are still feeling the environment. I mean, got laid off and now what's going to happen? Or, businesses, we're doing the best they could for the last year. I mean, we're at this 1 year anniversary of this nightmare, right? 1 year. But I gotta tell you something. I have to give it to folks. I've got to give it to you that if you've been here and you've made it to this far, right? You've done what you had to do to, you guys know my words that I love, my shivit, or my pivot and my shivit, right? And the shifting and the pivoting together. You've done what you had to do in your places and spaces to keep yourself afloat. And you have got to celebrate those wins. So stay encouraged. Be encouraged. You got through the worst of it somehow, right? You made it, you sustained, you were creative, you solved complex problems, you dealt with anxiety, you dealt with frustration, okay? You dealt with depression, you've dealt with disruptions and distractions, right? You've dealt with frenemies, you've dealt with you realize who's in your corner, who's not. All these things happened in the last 365, but I want you to get and stay encouraged to know that if you did pause something or something showed up right out of the blue when you had to deal with it, like in our case, we had a family loss and we're dealing with a whole lot of stuff. However, Monday morning still comes. Okay. Today is another day. It's another day to get it right, or it's another day to start again. So I just want to give you some encouragement this morning that, some of the things we've shared in our other shows, and you might want to, check them out if you haven't. I mean, if you're not tuning into our radio show, we invite you to do so this Thursday. It is at 10 o'clock. I will be there live. It's only 15 minutes, but come on and be a part of that. So you can call in and do things of that nature as well. If you're not aware of our community, we have our TCE network. I invite you to be a part of this community today. Join today. And you can do that at its website, which is, mytcenow.com. Mytcenow.com gets you to our network. And let me put that right there so you can see that. It's a place where people, hey, we're real. This is a real place, real folk going through stuff, but we're going to be successful. We have committed to success by any means necessary. Because we're going to stay encouraged and we know that we can start again. So that's another space that we definitely want you to know about. If you're not aware, of some of the other things that we've done here on YouTube. I mean, I'm just going to share a couple things we've done, you know, how to get your side hustle on, what's your game plan, get in it to win it, you know, tech up your plan. There's all kinds of resources right here for you to get what you need so that you can stay encouraged. Okay. Very important, so that you can stay encouraged. And as I said earlier, it is okay. It is beyond okay. All right. To start again. Don't give up. Do not give up. If God has placed in your spirit, I'm a person of faith. I understand I have folks that are not, that's okay. But for me and my house, we are a person of faith, but faith is, we all have a measure of faith and we need to use it. Okay. So stay encouraged. Do what you've got to do to get to your next level. Don't quit. It's okay to start again, and you want to do that. I mean, even if it's small steps, you want to celebrate the wins, the small wins in your life. And the worst thing you can do right now is to do nothing. I mean, the worst thing you can do is to quit. And when I say do nothing, let me clarify that a minute. I don't mean there is a time that you've got to just kind of pause, that you have to think. I'm all about that thinking game. Okay. I am so all about that thinking game. The last thing we need folks to do is when things happen, because life does show up, right? Sometimes it show up, is for you to react versus be proactive. So thinking is the bridge between that. You can think things. So you can come up with a plan. You can come up with a response to get you to the next day, or the next hour, if you've had some traumatic things have happened. And this year with this is a year anniversary, you know, last week was like a year of anniversary of us having to go through this nightmare, which causes a snowball effect with other things. So you've made it. If you got here and your family have been through, we get it, but stay encouraged. You can start again. That's the message we want you to know. And if you have to pause for a moment because you're thinking, because you're looking at your resources, because you're strategizing, you're getting your brand ready for those of you coming back into the workforce or rethinking how you're going to manage or re-engineer yourself in this new season, because that's exactly what it is. It's something new, right? It's something new. And if that's what you're going to do, you take the time to connect and build and rebuild or re-engineer or shivet or pivot and do the things you have to do to get to your nucleus to find out, okay, what is it I truly need? Who am I? What do I want? Where do I want to go? And you start doing that life work that you need to do first before you reach out to anybody else to help. I mean, you know you better than anybody else, right? And you know what you want. But if you don't have what it takes to get to where you want to go, meaning that, okay, you've got your good stuff. You got your diamonds, you got your gold, right? But you might need a couple of rubies and emeralds to help you along the way, so you can have a beautiful necklace, right? That's fine. Get the help you need. But in the meantime, still do what you can on your own blueprint. Because one thing that's a very powerful thing, and I've said it lots of time, is that, you know, a self-aware person is a powerful force. It is. When you are self-aware, that's power. To be unaware is dangerous. To be unaware of who you are is dangerous. So do all things, get all that's necessary and sufficient to get your wisdom, to get your wisdom, your intel, your hope, your faith, your joy, all those things ready so that you can get yourself in position to push that start button or that reset button, whichever button you have on your control, to start again. And I want you guys to just know it's okay to do that. Don't let anybody tell you starting over. It's about starting again. So that's what we want to share with you this morning. Feel free to share this. I hope, again, this is a word of encouragement that I want to bring to you guys today. I'm a little different because I'm normally here, but I'm with you in voice. And how interesting. I'm going to see just how this video with me just talking and no photo, how that's going to go here on YouTube. And of course, feel free to share this on other platforms. And I will too. And again, make sure you visit us at all of our places and spaces. I mean, you see the ticker below. You can find us at tcenow.com. And when you go there, you can find everything that we do and all the services that we do. And again, I hope to see you this Thursday at 10 o'clock a.m. On East Coast time, I should say, on our radio show. So again, you guys be blessed. You stay safe. Get vaccinated. Do what you got to do to get safe and take care of your own health. But please do know and remember that you can start again. And don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. I'll see you guys next Monday right here. Same station, same place. Be blessed.